Live, this is WLND Signal Mountain, Chattanooga.
Health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, a production of Whitfield Media Group, with your host, Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World.
It's Sunday, January 1st, 2023, broadcasting from the Optimize You studio. Good morning and welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial 98.1 The Lake. Thank you for joining us. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I am Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World here in Chattanooga, and joining me is my partner Clint Powell, the PhD of East Ridge. Good morning, Clint.
How you doing, sir? Happy New Year.
Wow. Another one in the bank.
Happy New Year, everybody. Now, the gyms will be full the next few months. Gyms will be packed. Your store's going to be packed, but you've had a good year anyway, so.
Well, sorry to say, we're really been packed. One reason is because there's been so much sickness that's been moving through Chattanooga and this country. And one of those reasons is because they call it immune debt. And immune debt is where you kind of put a people in a bubble. They do this in studies, and you protect their immune system for some period of time.
Yep.
And then when they become exposed to the back to the pathogen world, it actually has to overcompensate, and they're not ready for those defenses. And it was somewhat like the old historical story of when the white man came over to this country and brought their germs.
Right.
And the American Indians were pretty devastated. I don't know a lot about history, but I know it seems that that was a common story, that, you know, even normal things that the people who brought it were kind of used to, well, the American Indians weren't. Well, it kind of resets your whole compass of immune system when you go through a period of lockdowns and masks and too much sanitation. I interviewed on The Holistic Navigator a great physician, Dr. Wolfson. He's a cardiologist. And on my podcast with Dr. Wolfson, he spoke 2 years ago about the dangers of these sanitized hands, because that's like living in a bubble. When you keep trying to kill everything, it's going to find a way around that barrier, and that is what's happened. So what do? We embrace what we already know, which is how to build our immune system to this optimal level. I think there is a payday right now that's going to eventually create a balance.
Right.
The pendulum will swing back to more normal, but it went from left all the way to the right. Now it's going to have to come back into the middle ground.
Well, and two, these symptoms, whether it's RSV, the flu, just good old-fashioned cold, COVID, now all the symptoms mirror each other, basically. Mm. So you could be,
isn't that the truth,
2 days into it and not really know what you have. You know, you could be like, man, I don't know what this is.
Yep.
But because if you read the symptoms, they're in different priorities, but they're basically all mirror each other.
They are. Yeah. And there's a thing called viral competition, and it makes great sense, because have you ever heard of anybody who had four or five viral infections at once? Never. Because the body and the viruses really compete against each other. They go into our body, and viruses are not live organisms. I keep saying this because people seem to think they're like bacteria. They're not. They're pieces of protein that hijack our cells. And when you have one virus, generally you will not get a second one, generally, because there's too much competition and the second one can't get a foothold.
Right.
Well, you can do that somewhat with your own immune system if you have it in the right place at the right time, or you jump on it quick enough. I want to say something. I ate at, I've mentioned this before, over past the East Ridge Tunnels, Giardino's. Have you eaten at Giardino's?
No, but I've seen my mom and dad go there quite often.
Oh, do they?
And love it. Oh, yeah.
Went there last week just on a spur, and just a fabulously well-run little local restaurant with very high-quality foods. A little bit heavy on carbs, so I have to be cautious about my choices. As you know, I live on low-carb Monday through Friday, and weekends I do more carbs, but very good quality. I put a big plug in for Giardino's right past the East Ridge Tunnels.
I do need to go eat there soon, and the view there, I don't know how they're going to about those trees.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
If they could somehow get those, that would be one of the better views in Chattanooga when it comes to dining out.
They are working on that, is what the owner said.
Yeah,
I'm sure
good
it
place.
Takes a lot of work to get that to happen. Been going to Summit Physical Therapy. I'm really thrilled with and I'm learning so much about the skills of a physical therapist. Brian, my PT guy, is very well-spoken and also a very deep thinker. And I haven't discounted PT over my career, but I haven't truly experienced it till at this point. And I'm just really sold on those people. Anyone who has a PT, is a PT, has worked very hard. And I think there's almost no one who has a skill level to help to rebalance the body, help to strengthen areas like me in the hip that has basically atrophied.
Right.
And he's killing me on my PT day, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, but I'm getting a lot of good relief. I'm seeing not big steps, but baby steps of progress. And I just know that the improvement is in sight.
Is it helping your pain a little bit?
Yeah, I have one day where I have a lot less pain.
Good.
One day where it's not, because that's the flare-up day after the treatment on Monday, Wednesday, Friday. And I'm still going to Oxygen Health Spa 1 to 2 days a week.
Good.
In order to assist that recuperation.
And you're still drinking tequila?
Oh, you didn't have to bring that up.
I'm just asking. Is it tequila or vodka?
No, you didn't ask because you know what I drink and you wanted to throw me under the bus early in the year 2023.
That might help with your pain a little bit. Just, a sip here or there. That's the purest.
Hey, I admit that it is one of the best painkillers that I have taken. It is, and it's a good emotional painkiller, and I do not overdo it because it's a poison.
Uh-huh.
It's if you modify the poison to where it's not toxic, then it's okay. And there are people who could not and should not drink alcohol.
But let me just say this. The reason I'm giving you a hard time, because your approach to fitness and health, I think, is you're probably a little off on the other side of the spectrum for most people, but you don't make people live such a rigid life. There's no flexibility, because mm-hmm. then you break. And
yes.
that is I think it's a good example for folks mm-hmm. who hear you go on these rabbit holes mm-hmm. of stuff, and they're like, he's just so smart, I could never do
yep.
that. It's good for them to know Ed eats sweet sometimes, yep. Ed drinks tequila sometimes, Ed goes to bed late sometimes he misses a workout. I've heard him say bad words.
Well, now you said two things that aren't right. I don't go to bed late, and I never miss a workout. So,
that's
other than that, you are correct, and it is very important.
So, what time do you go to bed most of the time?
I get up at 2:55 to 3:10 every morning. So, I go to bed. I try to shoot for my head on the pillow by 7:15. I'm not the greatest sleeper. I'm better sleeping than I've ever been because of this ring called an Aura. I've talked
right.
about it many
I've
times.
I've used it, yeah.
You've used it. Dr. Green used it. It monitors all your sleep levels and helps you figure out how to help yourself sleep better. But as far as, yes, I'm a tequila person. You see a gift bottle that was given to me sitting right here on the desk.
Yep.
And I actually did, and I don't know if you saw this, because it actually might not have been out when you looked, but on Instagram, I went to a local grocery store mm-hmm. and just could pick any of them. And I did a Instagram video on why you definitely should not be drinking two different types of alcohol. One video was on wine uh-huh. and one video was on beer. And I gave the reasons why those are the two absolute worst for your health and your body and your mind.
But we see things on wine that's got the flavor. There's something in it that's supposed to help with aging or...
Yeah.
I'm just asking. I'm giving you because the other thing we mm-hmm. see in health is like politics and religion. Mm-hmm. You can look up Google and get the best mm-hmm. argument for both sides.
Yep.
It can be confusing. So is that partially true or not really true?
In my opinion, you always weigh risk against benefit of
right.
health decisions and life decisions. The benefit of wine is minuscule compared to the risk.
Okay.
And if you go to Instagram Nutrition Worlds, you'll see the video of why I say because of histamine release of wine and because of the pesticides and because of glyphosate, it is unfriendly to your metabolism and body. Guess what? I'm not saying not drink. I'm saying drink the top three, which is pure alcohols mm-hmm. is vodka, gin, and tequila. Tequila's number one.
Bourbon and whiskey?
No, because once they get colored, they start going down the list. Now, bourbon and whiskey is about number five and six on my, the worst to the best. I did a YouTube video.
I don't like
that.
Gin. I don't like vodka, and I don't like tequila.
You haven't had
but
the tequila.
But I like bourbon, and I like whiskey, and I do like moonshine.
Don't be a slave to your taste buds.
I like moonshine. I got some families that live in a different part of the world that makes some of the best moonshine on God's green earth. No joke. But I will say this, though. On the wine front, I never have liked wine. It gives me a headache like nobody's business, mm-hmm. even a little bit. And I'm not a beer drinker. Never
well,
have
been.
Good for
you.
Never have been.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Well, if you sit around a bar anywhere, like I go to Jonathan's most Tuesday nights, and 90% of the people are drinking two beers, four beers, and six beers, and almost every single one has a big belly.
Now, I'll have Ultra, like a Michelob Ultra every now and then, but that's maybe two or three times a year if I drink. I don't drink that much. So.
Well, and no, you don't. Yeah. And I don't drink excessively at all. I never go across the line of too much. I just I do use it, and you know what? It's fine.
I hijacked your show. I'm sorry about your tequila.
Yeah.
I know, but you've got all these notes. I'm shutting up now.
I have a challenge for you in segment three. I did an Instagram, mm-hmm. I mean a TikTok, that has, I think, 400,000 views only in the past 2 weeks. and it was on the craziest topic, which was, I don't know if you saw that one. Mm-hmm. I mean, you don't really look at TikTok.
I don't have TikTok, no.
400,000 views in 2 weeks. I think that's the second most I've ever had, and it was on using a gripper called the Captains of Crush gripper.
Okay.
And connecting the medical research that the stronger your grip, generally, the weaker your grip, the higher mortality rates are found. And that's correlating because the body is weakening. And if we can test people, we can, one, improve their grip strength, but two is we figure out with these grippers, where are you and how much have you lost? And I'm going to challenge you in segment three because I brought the challenge gripper in here.
We're good with my little arthritic hands. We'll see what we can do.
You better warm them up, brother.
They're not going to get any better. We're good. It is what it is.
They still need to be warmed up.
We're.
But the Captains of Crush got me 400,000 on TikTok. And that's pretty awesome. Dang cool. And we got a physician we're going to be talking to in the next segment on bariatric surgery. And that's pretty interesting. Come a long way, I know. And I want to say, because, again, the new year, I want to say appreciation to Memorial Hospital. I've learned so much through the 4.5 to 5 years with this show because Dr. Green was here most of the time. Mm-hmm. And even without Dr. Green, we're interviewing people that, and, you know, I can easily throw people under the bus medically because I'm in a different world. I'm in the different world of integrative health, holistic nutrition, things that really aren't accepted in mainstream medicine.
Right.
But you know what? There's still some treasures in mainstream medicine. There's some great people. I think the people in Memorial can't be beat. They have a great spirit, great heart, and they try to do the right thing. Doesn't mean that they would give me what I want, but they are a very professional organization. I want to thank Sean Whitfield for allowing me to be on this show for almost 5 years. It is a fabulous little release for me, and I enjoy being free-spirited and not have any script and just run from the heart. And hopefully, and I do hear people say they appreciate all the health tips and all the information. I study several hours before every show to make sure, for the whole week, to make sure I get the current events, the current credible information. And yes, it's going to be biased. We all have our bias with certain topics, but overall, it is going to be credible information. I'm not just blowing smoke.
Right. Good job.
All right. Well, it is time to take a break. When we come back, we'll be having some information on bariatric surgery. That plus more to come as we continue. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages.
Rick Davis Golden Diamonds is your number one stop for buying and selling fine jewelry, antiques, watches, and coins. Are you ready to take the next step with your significant other? Love is in the air, and Rick Davis has you covered for all your wedding and engagement rings. Their annual bridal sale is going on now. They're buying and selling every day at Rick Davis Golden Diamonds, 5301 Brainerd Road in Chattanooga, or online now at rickdavisgoldendiamonds.net. Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds.
I'm Sean Whitfield.
And I'm Mandy Livingston.
Join us every Saturday morning at 8 for your home radio on 98.1 The Lake.
Featuring topics and guests all related to your home.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Hey folks, Clint Powell here, and I've done marketing a long time, and they say an effective commercial will mention the name of the company at least 3 times. Well, this isn't about a company, it's about my podcast, During the Break Podcast. Guess what? You can go to your favorite podcast platform and just search During the Break Podcast. It should pop right up. You can go on Facebook and find me at During the Break Podcast. So add my podcast to your playlist, During the Break Podcast.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalford Road and I-75.
Holidays, football, and family gatherings. Yep, it's that time of the year. Leaves are falling, but the weather can't make up its mind. Hot to cold, cold to hot. If your heating and air gets confused, call Carter Heating and Air. Phone 899-1500. Yep, Carter Heating and Air is the last call you will need to make. Find them online at carterhvac.com.
Optimize U Chattanooga is a hormone optimization and recovery center that specializes in hormone replacement therapy for both males and females. If you are suffering from mood swings, fatigue, low libido, or weight gain, then your hormone levels might be low. We offer in-house lab panels as well as testosterone, progesterone, estradiol, and peptide therapies. We are currently accepting new patients. Know your levels because normal is not optimal. For more information, check us out at OptimizeUChattanooga.com.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I am Ed Jones with Nutrition World here in Chattanooga, back with my partner Clint Powell. And a couple years ago, we had a great physician on talking about bariatric surgery, which of course has to do with, you know, losing weight, weight control. And so welcome back to Vital Health Radio, Dr. Shaw.
Thank you so much for having me back. Glad to be back.
Well, you're with CHI Memorial Metabolic and Bariatric Care. And, you know, I've been doing listening to people for 43 years and at Nutrition World. And a lot of people share a lot of deep stuff with me concerning their health. And it certainly has changed over the decades, up and down. But weight loss and weight concerns have always been probably at the top of the list. I will say that it's kind of changed a little in the past couple of years to maybe a little more emphasis on health and a little bit more on weight. And we do know we've learned some great things through COVID. Everything has a dark side and a blessing side. And one of the blessing sides is we know that people who are overweight extremely have multiple risk factors for many things, but one of which is, you know, passing away from viral infections such as COVID. So we now have more incentive to maintain healthy weight than probably ever, because people didn't really get it before this. Now they do get it. But in some ways, I sometimes don't see people really embracing what they need to, and a lot of people super embrace it. But when we're talking about bariatric surgery, this is for the morbidly obese, or you tell our listeners exactly what that does include.
Okay, and great point about COVID. There were studies that showed that more than any other health issue, high blood pressure, diabetes, you name it, having obesity was the number one risk factor for people dying from COVID, especially with the Delta variant. So morbid obesity is defined by the body mass index, or the BMI. You might hear your physician talk about it when you go in for your yearly. And if your BMI is over 35 and you have medical problems, or if your BMI is over 40 with or without medical problems, you qualify for bariatric surgery. I think a lot of people might still feel that they need to lose weight, but they're worried or afraid about undergoing surgery. One of the things I like to tell people is that surgery is extremely safe. It's as safe as getting your gallbladder out or your appendix out nowadays. The techniques have improved. The technology has improved. So it is something that you can approach without fear, mm-hmm. per se. But even for those that still think, okay, you know, surgery is just not for me, we also offer obesity medicine through our clinic. And we're the only center in the region that is accredited to do obesity medicine by the national society that looks at these sort of things. You know, Ed, I think that what you do is very important in trying to get people to think about what they're doing to their own bodies and doing things in a healthy way. And that's how we try to approach things as well. We don't simply want to say, hey, here's surgery and good luck, or hey, here's a medication or an injection and good luck. We have a dietitian within the same building. We have our support groups run by a licensed clinical social worker, because we know that so much of obesity is, you know, food is a comfort for some people, and it's a changing, a mindset. Seeing other people that are going through it really helps people out quite a bit. So we hope to be kind of all-encompassing, more holistic when we approach people with obesity.
You made so many good points, and one of which is, and so I don't forget what I want to comment on, one of which is the fact that you are doing medically, and just because the word medical does not mean a whole lot to me, and I think in the big picture you understand that, because there are medical people who are giving these weight loss drugs that are doing great harm to those individuals. They are trying to do quick fix. They're not using a team approach, and that was the other point I want to make, is you're positioning what I believe so heavily is it takes a team approach of the mental, the sometimes spiritual, the certainly the nutritional, the physical, in order to not only lose the weight, but to keep it off. We are slaves to our taste buds. And until you realize that you're the boss, you're the master, and they're not going to, you can't let them run the ship all the time. But back to the medical stuff, chemicals, I'm just disheartened by all the little corner shops that open that are giving injections and this and that. And sometimes I hear these people and I see some blood work and I see what they're doing. They're losing weight. They're losing health at the same time, and they're going to gain it back. Almost 90% of the people do, because they didn't fix the underlying issue. And having a clinic like what you're speaking about is really the only answer. Or you empower yourself with your own team that you trust that are credible people that can help you whichever avenue you want to go. But you got to have people who are not just out for the buck, ready to just give you a lot of weight loss real quick, and you go off, sing your praises and send your friends. That's what's happening. So I appreciate the fact that you're putting together the plan that certainly seems very wise as far as long-term health. And I know, we've seen bariatric surgery. I've seen it over the decades improve significantly as far as, one, the risk of the surgery, and two, maybe the management of their nutritional health and their health once they have it, because some bariatric surgeries have kind of left people out in the cold, and they become very nutritionally deficient. Their hair falls out. They become more unhealthy. And I know with Memorial, you guys are doing it right.
Well, yeah, thank you. I appreciate those kind words. One of the biggest mistruths that is out there is that you can have quick weight loss. Weight loss is work, and it takes the person who's trying to lose weight, it takes their total input and buy-in to have lasting success. The weight gain didn't happen in 6 months. You can't have lasting weight loss that only, you only can't do that in the first 6 months. Mm-hmm. You got to stick with it. And definitely if there are people who are able to do it without surgery and without medicine, I think that's great. I think that's more natural. That's obviously better. But it takes years and years. And it's sometimes hard for people to stick with it for years and years and years. The way human bodies work, we like being at the weight that we are. If we go up, then that's a new set point for us. To go back down, then our bodies say, oh, something is not right. Even if we have 100 pounds, 150 pounds extra, no matter what, we always want to stay there or go up. To go back down takes a lot of mental effort.
Yeah, absolutely. And people can do this for several months, but if they don't have an action plan and they don't have a change of mindset and actually a change of taste buds, they are probably, human nature is, to slip backwards into the older habits. And I've certainly been a guinea pig myself for my own health for 43 years in the business of nutrition world. And we really are a wellness clinic. We're not really just nutrition. We're 17 practitioners. Right. We do all kind of things to empower people for those who can and think along that line. I will say, just not being harsh at all, we work with Dr. Melvin too a lot, and she's wonderful right down the road. And I did spoke at a conference, the Vascular Institute conference for the continuing education about 3 months ago, and I spoke about the fact that in front of these 300, 400 health professionals that, here's what I think is necessary to be healthy and maintain weight and this, but I said directly, but we know that only 20% of Chattanooga is probably ready to embrace this and have the ability to make it work on their own. And I saw her shaking her head, yes, yes, and yes, because we know it is the way it is. And bariatric surgery might be the only answer for someone who is more morbidly obese. And so what is the recovery time when someone does that?
It's a process. It takes anywhere from 4 to 6 months to get through the preoperative workup. And then the day you have, and then 2 weeks before you have surgery, you'll do a liver prep diet, which helps shrink up the liver, kind of kickstarts the weight loss. It really helps with fatty liver disease and makes surgery safer. And the day of surgery, you'll be in the hospital one night. You'll go home the next morning, and you'll be on liquids for the first 2 to 3 weeks. And after that, you'll be started back on food. And the main issues with recovery, of course, there is some discomfort because it is surgery, but that tends to fade pretty quickly. And the other is mainly not lifting more than 15 to 20 pounds for the first few weeks so that your body has a chance to heal. The main changes that happen are the mental changes. Bariatric surgery is going to make you feel less hungry, but there are some things that are not related to the stomach. There are things in your brain that make you say that, okay, I'm supposed to eat this much and I'm only eating this much. That sometimes takes a little bit of time for some people to get used to, but people do get through that, and then they're able to reset what they understand as hunger down the road.
Interesting. I'm real curious, just real quickly, what is the liver prep program? What is that? How do you put that together? What is that?
It's essentially protein shakes, low-carb protein shakes for the first, for the 2 weeks prior to surgery. And it helps your liver kind of shed most of the fat that's stored within it. Fat makes the liver stiff and heavy. And, you know, the stomach sits right behind the liver, so we have to move the liver out of the way when we do surgery. And if it's a stiff and heavy liver, it can tear more easily and not move as nicely as we would want. So definitely it makes surgery safer, but it also helps kickstart weight loss. And as we know, it's mainly the highly processed carbohydrates that turn into fat. It's not eating fat itself, though that does contribute. So putting people on a high protein diet for the 2 weeks beforehand really helps with that fattiness.
Boy, you're speaking my language. I think
I was getting ready to say that's right up your alley, Ed.
I think do you have a stiff and heavy liver?
You can tell just by looking at me that my liver's stiff and heavy. Of course.
Well, we can schedule with Dr. Shaw probably pretty quickly.
I just cut back on the processed foods first?
Let's do that.
And
first.
Then I'll mount talk to the good doctor there.
Well, all right, Dr. Shaw, where can people contact for more information?
We're located on Shalliford Road, right at the corner of Shalliford and Gun Barrel, in a nice, easy-to-find location. Our phone number is 899-1000, and our website is ChattanoogaBariatrics.com. So again, 899-1000 or ChattanoogaBariatrics.com. Or, you know, simply have a conversation with your primary care provider and ask, is this something that could work for me?
Yeah.
And, you know, to kind of bring this full circle, I just want to say that the number one reason people should approach this is you want to be healthier.
Yes.
And there's so many medical diseases associated with obesity. You can find something from head to toe, and you could say that it gets worse with obesity. So if you're tired of that, if you want to feel healthier, this is a way to do it.
Love it. That was so informative, and I always learn from you guys and girls at Memorial. Just a great organization, and thank you for taking your time out on your busy day, Dr. Shaw, to help educate people on this, actually, New Year's Day. So take care, and we'll be back with you, I'm sure, in a year or two. Well, it is time to take a break. When we come back, we've got a bunch of notes on different health topics and some personal stories, that plus more to come as we continue. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages.
Having trusted medical care in your neighborhood is critical to a healthy life. CHI Memorial offers several convenient locations around the Chattanooga area to better serve you. Nationally recognized in both quality and excellence, CHI Memorial has trusted board-certified doctors from a broad range of specialties and convenient local offices delivering primary and specialized medical care to you and your family. Finding a CHI Memorial physician is easy. Visit chimemorialmedicalgroup.org.
Did you miss last week's Vital Health Radio? Is there a guest you want to hear again? Or maybe because of your busy schedule, you only had time to listen to part of an episode? Well, we can solve all those problems with Vital Health Radio On Demand. Check out our website at vitalhealthradio.com. Click on past shows. Or go to your favorite podcast location, search Vital Health Radio Download. You'll find all of your past shows at your convenience. Then click on the subscribe button for all future shows. We're making life better for your busy lifestyle. A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
At Silverdale Baptist Church, we exist to lead people into an authentic relationship with Christ so they will worship God, grow in their faith, and then serve the Lord. Learn more about us and discover a campus and service time that fits you best at silverdalebc.com.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Corder each Saturday at 9 a.m. for On the Move Radio, presented by Medicare Misty on 98.1 The Lake, a radio show about all things Chattanooga. Don't miss it, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
You should feel secure in your home, even when you're not there.
ADS Security can do that for you.
ADS provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats.
Professional home security installation, 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and 100% wireless.
Automate your home security system to work for you, all from the touch of your smartphone. Choose ADS Security. Find them online at adssecurity.com.
Are you into fitness, bodybuilding, or just want to live a healthy life?
Are you looking for a new show that's very entertaining and different?
Well, I've got the show for you.
It's Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You. It's a podcast that achieves all of these goals.
Join professional bodybuilder Matt Davis, me, Darren Johnson, and Sean Whitfield.
You can find Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You, at all major podcast platforms.
Also, check out our website, ChattanoogaFitnessDownload.com.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World in Chattanooga, back with my buddy and partner, Clint Powell. You know, Dr. Shaw did a great job of explaining that. I just wanted to ask him, since they have that great surgery for, morbidly obese people, and I just wonder if they have anything for really ugly people like you.
I don't know. Yeah, they do. No, but you know, Dr. Sargent, or one of the plastic surgeons around.
We can get him on here, see if there's any hope.
Hope,
because
well,
your stiff and heavy liver, along with
it just makes aging so bad. I was, thanks for throwing my liver, by the way. I talked to my liver between the break, and it was really pissed at you. Well, it was really ticked off that you brought my liver up.
I think you have done better. I saw liver enzymes, I think, and you are improving.
I'm getting there. It's slow, but sure.
I'm really proud of you. Everybody, Clint Powell has made a turn for the positive in many ways. He's very disciplined. He's truly eating better. He's taking supplements. He's exercising all the time. And you were kind of fell off the wagon there for a while.
But now, I had about a two-year run where it was a struggle. It was a two-and-a-half-year run. It was a struggle. Yeah.
And it's easy to never get out of that norm that you created, and you did. So And you did it on your own.
Yeah.
I want to say that they did a great little study from Grubhub that delivers food, and they looked at, because they keep all these records, what were the top breakfast orders of the year in 2022? Of course, you would guess most of these. Egg, sausage, and cheese was one. Donuts, two. Mm-hmm. Sausage burrito was three. And bagels were four.
Okay.
And for the lunch, again, it went back to a burrito, then a cheeseburger, then a cheese pizza, and then a chicken quesadilla. Those were the four top of both breakfast and lunch. I want to put a thing in about donuts. If you wanted to actually sit down and you had a group of people who are really smart, and you said, I want to create probably the most unhealthy food I possibly could create. Let's use a lot of sugar and some of the worst oil and some of the whitest flour that has full of glyphosate, which is an antibiotic.
Right. Yep.
And let's put them all together in this big mix and stick them in this deep fryer that's about 250 degrees, which has rancid oil in them. Mm-hmm. And let's put sugar on top after they come out. Well, that's a donut.
Yeah, there's an ingredient you forgot. There's a couple of them. Love, joy, happiness. and you know, the pixie dust of just good vibes. You miss those ingredients, but you got to just put those in as the spirit moves you. You can't measure that with a cup or
those
a teaspoon.
Those don't do daggum beans for all the negative.
They cover up a lot of emotional scars, but I hate it the next morning, but in the moment.
That is to what's called justifying right there.
That's absolutely. Absolutely. Nothing like eating donuts and tasting your tears as you swallow it down, my friend.
And the people who do this for breakfast every day. I have a breakfast drink that the number one recommendation I've made in my whole life, 43 years, this breakfast drink is low carb, high healthy fat, high healthy protein. It has changed the life of more people on earth in my nutrition world than of anything. I have people thank me every other day almost, and I've done it for years. What do you think happens when you eat a donut? It's actually setting you up for weight gain and ADD and foggy thinking and because you can't fix blood chemistry once it's screwed in the morning.
Right.
What you can do is create perfect blood chemistry with the right protein and healthy fats. Then you can make more mistakes the rest of the day. You can't do that when you start already at the finish line of failure. So I encourage people, donuts is a one time a year special treat.
Could you have two a month? Could you the last Friday of every month, could you have two donuts on your way to the gym?
Absolutely. If the rest of your life is very well controlled and monitored, absolutely. I do the 90-10 rule, not the 80-20. 20% is too much junk food, and you almost can't counter it with the 80% good.
That's amazing.
You can do a 90-10. Now, I had donuts once a year for 10 years, and it was when my daughter graduated from first grade, second grade, third grade.
Yeah.
It's the only time we ever went. I passed there the other day with her, and I said, would you like to swing in there as a joke? And she said, oh my gosh, I'd be so sick. I can't believe we even ate those donuts. Study done, children not exposed to germs on a regular basis found that have a different microbiome, which is the gut bacteria, than those who are exposed. Evidence suggests certain childhood infections actually may reduce later in life. People who have measles actually have a reduced cancer rate later. We have such complexity of Mother Nature, and science doesn't respect Mother Nature. They still think that we are a big old computer, and you can analyze it and fix it and tweak it, and it's fine. We'll never be two steps ahead of Mother Nature. I don't care how many years you go to school and what you know.
Can I ask a question? Yeah. It's off the topic, but it's my turn. I got a note card in my brain. I've read these memes or these headlines that are coming out with synthetic meats.
Yep.
Would you ever eat it?
I had one synthetic meat, which is the what's the name of it on all the menus now?
Oh, I don't know, but this is an article I just read. They're supposed to be taking stuff to the next level.
It's like going to the next level, and they're going to do synthetic milk.
So No. Okay, I didn't know.
I tasted it. I ate one in Portland, Oregon when I was there watching my daughter graduate with her master's degree in nutrition, and I wanted to. It's no big deal. It tasted great. It really did. It's called God, it's just escaped my brain.
I'll think of it in just a minute. Go ahead.
But no, I will not. It is a experiment in foods that our bodies have never genetically been exposed to, because it's literally like a food that would come from Mars.
They don't know the how it's going to affect you for years down the road, right?
It'll take decades. And it's too hard and complex to figure out. Okay. Why did he get cancer? Why did he get disease? Why did he get this? We can't point it to one thing. It's a big cup of things. And
right.
So, and also here, a study that was done that said animal studies, a good study with animals linked aspartame, which is a sweetener, to anxiety. But what was concerning was they found that the mental changes that happened because of aspartame were passed on to future generations if you were eating, drinking it during the time of conception of your child. And this is using only 15% of the FDA maximum limit for aspartame. So they were not giving handfuls.
Wow.
And aspartame changes the brain chemical by this amino acid called phenylalanine. And it's a precursor of brain neurotransmitters. And it's so synthetic that your body has no choice. It has to take it.
Was it called Impossible Burger?
Impossible Burger.
There you
thank
go.
You. Thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah.
Thank you. You just earned your keep today.
Thank you.
Yes. And it's, again, an agenda in this country to change things in a way that it's almost political, because it's almost like, okay, we're evil if we eat cows. Well, you know what? Life has lived on life from the moment we became in existence. And cows do so much for the land because of their hooves and how they push the all the organisms down. They do all the things that maintain the right soil levels and the right hydration of the soil. It's called regenerative farming. Mm-hmm. I went and visited a big one in Mississippi just 6 months ago and have it on my nutritionw.com. That is, to me, a big mistake to be heading toward these synthetic milks and for these other burgers. I will say, and I love this, you know, it takes so many decades to come up with a conclusion, and nothing's ever going to be completely concluded. I don't care what it is. Can you promise me the sun will come up tomorrow? You really can't. You can say with odds it will,
right?
But we don't know. There's no guarantees. Well, coffee, which has been demonized and then not demonized, but I tell you, coffee, I am sold that it has some benefits if it's clean coffee. Well, new study, coffee reduces Alzheimer's in significant studies because of the way it acts on the brain and protects the brain of certain things. Now, coffee does increase and calcium and magnesium loss slightly if you drink a lot. It also reduces iron absorption, which is a good and not so good thing. I talk about iron overload many times with clients because it's devastating to the liver function and to the fast aging of our mitochondrial. So when somebody has too much iron, I say, you know, let's go to blood assurance. And you know what? I'm going to start saying drink more coffee because it,
I drink coffee
a
bunch.
You know, it reduces the iron absorption. Now, women, you know, seem to probably live longer because when they have periods, they lose that iron continuously. Right. But then they kind of level out once they get past that stage in age. So coffee's my friend. I do
good.
Organic most of the time. I just still think Starbucks is a pretty despicable place.
I do Folgers. But I got to go get organic, I guess. But yeah. Do Folgers.
Well, keep in mind, coffee's grown in
small and I countries. Do a bunch of mixes. I put a bunch of stuff in my coffee.
Oh, do you?
Oh, yeah. I got the organic coconut oil from your place, local honey from your place, ginger, cumin, mm-hmm. apple cider vinegar, and I use stevia.
Perfect. You are the man.
Look at that.
Yep. I'm impressed, as always.
Okay, yeah.
Hey, right now there's a little headline. Yeah, this is kind of the gray area. There's no studies to prove this, but it says that unvaxxed blood has now become the world's most valuable asset because people who kind of have gotten the clue of maybe truth, when they have surgery, they are now requesting, they can't demand it, but they're highly requesting unvaxxed blood. I found that interesting. I never would have thought of that. And in mid-June, the U.S. is the first country to approve authorization for the COVID jab to infants. To me, it's criminal. They did a study on one group of rats that allowed this approval to happen. And it is, COVID shots are potentially the most dangerous intervention ever released in this country. And you can see that on V-Safe. And that is part of the CDC's websites. V-Safe shows the amount of people who have suffered from the COVID shot. Now, we've saved lives with it too. Again, I'll say the same thing I said with Dr. Green all those years. You have two comorbidities. You have obesity, this, that, blood sugar, and you're not going to do anything about it. The risk probably is too great to not take the shot.
And real quick, haven't there been some countries, and I'm trying to look it up real quick, that have banned the vaccine for children under 12 in their country?
Well, they're not approving it is what they're doing. They've chosen to not approve it. And the CDC, this is CDC numbers now, Clint, shows that 30% of 12 to 17-year-olds were unable to perform their daily activities 2 days after the shot, and 20% could not go to school the next day. And we're talking about something that is so low in risk of death for that age group that you'd have to know there's an agenda behind this.
And that's just the immediate consequences. We're not talking about 6 months, 5 years down the road,
and
20
look,
years down
and
the road.
And look at the amount, just past 2 weeks, and I'm starting to keep records of this, past 2 weeks of the amount of movie stars, sports figures, blank, 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 that are just, here's autoimmune, here's Celine Dion.
Sepsis. A lot of stuff, yeah.
I mean, Celine Dion with a one in a, like a billion odds of having stiff person disease, all these strange autoimmune diseases. It has to be fuel
something
to think about,
yeah,
or else we are just clueless. We are sticking our heads in the sand. And again, vitamin D could have saved so many people because 92% of all people who died were low in vitamin D. So for a $5 remedy.
That's why you give it away to first responders and teachers.
There you go. Hey, you just earned your keep again. Yes, teachers. I was a police officer in Chattanooga. Love those people, men and women, and healthcare workers, free vitamin D, because we know it saves lives. So, all right, my friend, it is time to take a break. When we come back, we got some words of wisdom that I've kind of actually pre-recorded. I'll tell just a bit about it on the next segment. That plus more to come as we continue. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shadowford Road and I-75.
I am stressed beyond belief.
What's wrong, honey?
Just life, bills, gas prices, everything. Looks like we aren't going to get that vacation again this year.
Why not? We can just take your gold and sell it to Rick Davis.
Hey, that's a pretty good idea.
Yep, Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds pays top prices for gold.
Yay, we can finally take that trip to Jamaica like we always wanted to.
Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds, helping you get away for a little while. Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds, 5301 Brainerd Road.
Guess what? We talk about it all on During the Break podcast, which you can find on your favorite podcast platform. Religion, politics, business, marketing, sales, exercise, nutrition, entertainment, adventure, life. Plus, I do some solo episodes about lessons I've learned along the way. You name it, we talk about it on During the Break podcast. Just search it on your favorite podcast platform. During the Break podcast with Clint Powell.
Did you miss last week's Vital Health Radio? Is there a guest you want to hear again? Or maybe because of your busy schedule, you only had time to listen to part of an episode? Well, we can solve all those problems with Vital Health Radio On Demand. Check out our website at vitalhealthradio.com. Click on past shows or go to your favorite podcast location, search Vital Health Radio Download. You'll find all of your past shows at your convenience. Then click on the subscribe button for all future shows. We're making life better for your busy lifestyle. A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Optimize U Chattanooga is a hormone optimization and recovery center that specializes in hormone replacement therapy for both males and females. If you are suffering from mood swings, fatigue, low libido, or weight gain, then your hormone levels might be low. We offer in-house lab panels as well as testosterone, progesterone, estradiol, and peptide therapies. We are currently accepting new patients. Know your levels because normal is not optimal. For more information, check us out at optimizeuchattanooga.com.
Holidays, football, and family gatherings. Yep, it's that time of the year. Leaves are falling, but the weather can't make up its mind. Hot to cold, cold to hot. If your heating and air gets confused, call Carter Heating and Air. Phone 899-1500. Yep, Carter Heating and Air is the last call you will need to make. Find them online at carterhvac.com.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. I am Ed Jones, back with my buddy Clint Powell, and I do want to thank the community of Chattanooga and even those outside for supporting our passion for empowering your health, because we're trying to teach people how to take control of their own health, because if they don't, someone else will, or if no one does, you're really in a predicament. Clint, I want you to say real quickly, for the year 2023, you have wonderful educational podcasts. How do people access that?
DuringTheBreakPodcast.com or DayFirePodcast.com. And from those two platforms, you can find us on social media too. You can hear all of our conversations. Just real quick, Ed, thanks to you and Sean for letting me guest host this thing the last 4 or 5 months of the year. It's been a real pleasure.
We click very well together, and you have so much experience actually in this whole journey of health, because people don't learn about health unless they have struggles. You've had struggles.
Oh, yeah.
And a good number of them. And it actually opens your eyes. It can be a blessing to have roadblocks in your life. And that's one thing that I've certainly become aware of as my aging body sends me messages.
Right.
The obstacle is the way is one of the old ancient sayings, which is don't run from these hardships, embrace them, learn from them. And they're teachers.
Yeah.
They are teachers that come to us from who knows and a mystery place, but they are here for a reason. And instead of them being a demon, they can be an instructor and a guru for me as best I can. I lose it sometimes.
Right.
Like all of us do, and we get frustrated and we'll do anything we can to run from it. But overall, I keep coming back to the message. What is it? What is the instructions I need?
Yeah.
I did a pre-recorded New Year's not resolution. It is more of a, I guess I would say, 65 years of wisdom from Edward Jones. Mm-hmm. And it's going to play on this last segment here. It was pre-recorded, so it may, you know, sound like a little bit different. But I just feel like there's, you know, not that I'm the ancient sage, not that I'm the one with the gray hair and wisdom, but I just think in this country we sometimes don't embrace aged people for what they've gone through. And just to hear some of your stories, I mean, you're not aged, but you compare where you are with where you were, where your son is right now.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a lot to learn.
Yeah. Yeah, he does.
And my daughter and all these young people, and there's nothing wrong with that. It's the nature of life. But I just would like to encourage people to spend an extra moment with your grandparents and your older people, because they do have lessons they don't want to tell you unless you open that conversation.
Absolutely.
So make it comfortable for them and stay off your cell phone while you are listening. There's a guy named Carl Rogers, and he was called a devout listener. He was a psychologist back in the 50s and 60s. I looked up on YouTube how they had videos of him listening to his patients. And it was just mind-boggling how he focused. And it would make you want to tell this man your whole life story, because you were the most important thing in his life at the moment you spoke. And I love that.
Very good.
So here is my New Year's hopeful wisdom for those in the Chattanooga and bigger community. That does it for this week's edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial 98.1 The Lake. We thank you for listening, and we'll be back here again next Sunday morning at 9 a.m. for a radio show that's all about your healthy living. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World in Chattanooga. Have a healthy, safe, and fearless day.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake with Ed Jones. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, is a production of Whitfield Media Group. Join us next Sunday morning at 9 a.m. and have a great weekend.